Daily Worship Devotionals, Episode 15, Overcoming Temptation. Welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals. My name is Rob Still. I'm a worship leader in Nashville, and we are studying the Word of God, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit by following the framework of the Christian year calendar. We're in the season of Epiphany, studying the life of Christ, and today we're going to be looking at when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. So let's go. Okay, well, today's devotional I've entitled, It Is Written. We'll be reading from Luke chapter 4, beginning verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. So after his baptism and the pronouncement from heaven that this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased, which must have been a wonderful moment for Jesus, he faced his first test of character, and it was titanic. The story of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness is found at the beginning of Luke 4 and also Matthew 4. Now, I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life, but I've been on extended fast before, though a lot of times they would have degraded into being mostly a fast. But for Jesus, 40 days without any food, man, that is really, really tough. Now, the times when I have fasted successfully, man, I experienced moments of amazing clarity and breakthrough, spiritual breakthrough. But a lot of times, honestly, I just felt weak and listless. Now, the biggest temptation for me was to simply cheat and snack on something. You know, take a shortcut. Nobody's going to know. Jesus had a much more intense set of temptations to fight off. But he faced the same temptations that you and I face. In fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that no temptations have come upon you except what is common to man. Now, Satan's plan of attack was much more seduction than it was coercion. His basic strategy is a common temptation for us all, and he tried it out on a very human guy named Jesus. Take a shortcut, you can justify it, and nobody will know. Satan challenged the now publicly proclaimed identity of Jesus, subtly trying to undermine his self-esteem and get his head spinning with doubt. If you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, our enemy, the devil, is always trying to attack two things, our identity and our destiny. Temptation, turn the stones to bread. Now, Jesus had not eaten anything in 40 days. He must have been physically weak, and his willpower must have been low. He was hungry. The devil's temptation was essentially for Jesus to abuse his power and meet his legitimate needs in an illegitimate way. That's the way temptation and sin works, right? But Jesus deflected the temptation with God's word. It is written, man does not live by bread alone. Wow. Next, the devil upped his game. Worship me, and you can have all the bright, shiny stuff there is. You see, Satan's idea of a win is to control your worship, to have you worship anything other than the one true God who is most worthy of your praise and adoration. Again, Jesus counterpunched with the Word of God. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Finally, the devil presented a distortion of Scripture to seduce Christ with a big shortcut. Jump off the cliff and you're going to be famous. Mission accomplished. No cross, no shame, no suffering, no death. Do a magic trick instead. Now, if you're trying to understand Satan, a dude with a totally anti-God agenda, the way he was misinterpreting scripture might have made sense. This is the world's way of doing things, to twist and bend and to manipulate. But Jesus responded with a better theology. The Word says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Kapow! The devil had taken his three best shots, and he whiffed on all three. He struck out. He was out of ammunition to tempt Jesus, and so he left him. The pressure was off until next time. So the practical application that Jesus modeled for us is how to fight off the most severe temptations when we are at our weakest. The key is not willpower, it's scripture power. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Ephesians 6, verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. James 4, 7, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So when you find yourself in times of temptation, especially when it's intense, fight back repeatedly, frequently, and primarily with the very word of God. It is written. Hey man, it works. Let's pray. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. Help us to meditate upon your word, to remember your word, to speak forth your word, and to be a people of your word and of your Spirit. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For the sake of Yeshua HaMashiach, and in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, guys, God bless you for listening and watching. I pray the Lord will richly bless you. Thank you for watching. DailyWorshipDevotionals.com is the web address where you can find this transcript for this episode, as well as free resources. And if you like this podcast, pretty please, with sugar on top, would you subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, YouTube, and SoundCloud. And until then, may God richly bless you. Vaya con Dios. Go with God. The Lord be with you. This is the day. This is the day.